It's time now for a check of the Farm Word Cooperative Grain Market Analysis. Each week, Jalen Petick joins us to give us analysis on what's going on in the grain markets and what you, the owner-operators, need to do to prepare for the coming week. We bring in Jalen Petick. It's Thursday once again. Boy, it feels like we just did this yesterday, Jalen. How's it going?
Oh, it's going pretty good. It really does. The weeks have been picking up a little bit here.
Which, when we have this much downtime, you know, when the seasons are over and we're just kind of waiting for the next growing season, I suppose it's good when these blah days just kind of fly right by, huh?
Yeah, we're getting closer to the shortest day of the year, and then we're over the hump.
Yeah, exactly. And then it starts getting lighter and starts warming up, right?
That would be nice.
That would be, but we all know how that works. So kind of a quiet week here, you know, and I suppose, you know, part of it being kind of off season and also the fact that, you know, the holidays coming up, so not a lot of action going on. But USDA report came out. What kind of impact did that really have on the markets?
Yeah, like you said, it has been a slower week, and part of that was from the USDA report out earlier on the 12th there, and it was really a non-event, you could call it there. You know, trade got over that report in about 5 minutes and went back to the slow sideways, a little bit lower grind that we've been on. USDA left, you know, they don't change U.S. supply in the report, so they didn't. They adjusted demand just a tiny bit, brought bean demand down a little bit, and increased corn demand domestically with more ethanol usage. Other than that, they left South America pretty steady as well, which they were maybe looking at changing that a little bit, or the trade was expecting maybe a little change. But, you know, this report was as of December 1. It's still early down in South America. You'll definitely see a lot more meaningful, a lot bigger report when we come around a month from now in January. That one will finalize U.S. yields, change demand more on our side, and it'll definitely change South American production as well, you know, as we go along. So December report, pretty slow, resulted in pretty slow trade here this week. You know, we have a few little things we look at throughout the week and try to bounce off of, and this morning's export sales is one report, you know, you watch. And again, this morning, it was pretty neutral. Sales were average for corn and soybeans, not bad. So, I mean, that's a good thing that we're getting decent sales, just maybe would hope for a little better here this time of year before we get into, you know, South American start of harvest in January. But wheat sales were pretty decent, and then they were very good for soy meal. So, you know, that's a bonus as well. But, you know, the bean market isn't reacting accordingly. You know, the bean market's trading a little more on South American weather right now. We had a premium come in kind of the start of the month here based on dryness in South America. They predicted some rains. They've gotten a little bit of rain, but sounds like the big rains are supposed to be coming in this weekend here. And then into next week, you know, you're looking at totals of about 1 inch to 2.5 inches expected in the drier areas of Argentina, you know, 1.5 to maybe 3.5, 4 inches in southern Brazil over the next, you know, week or two here. And they really, you know, they need it. Brazil's gotten some nice rain. Southern Brazil maybe a little dry. Well, they're expected to get rain. Argentina here is expected to get rain. So, you know, as long as those rains stay in, as long as they get them, it takes away your South American weather story just for a little bit here anyway.
And I suppose, you know, when you're looking at some of the ground being drier, if it needs rain, you know, this is where you got to watch it, because if you're talking 1.5, 2 inches, you could get a gully washer on some of that dry ground, and then you could have a mess. But, you know, if it comes in slow enough, maybe it'll be helpful for them too.
Yeah, no, that's true. You know, you watch how big the systems are and how fast they come down, but I think these guys, the way some of those dry areas were sitting in Argentina, you know, they would take that over nothing right now. So
I suppose
they have some pretty decent rains forecasted as of now.
So now looking ahead to next week, I'm sure, you know, getting ready for the holiday, you know, knowing them, they're probably going to be even moving slower than they have been the last couple of weeks, right?
Yeah, I would say trade, you know, it's been slow. You know, you get around holidays, if the trade's already slow, it seems to get even slower. The one thing you'd maybe watch for is the fund positions. Sometimes, you know, when they have large positions, like they do in corn and wheat right now, you know, pretty large short positions, Once in a while, they'll like to take some profits going into the end of the year. Other times, they like to take, you know, start a profit out beginning of the next year. So sometimes we see a little position squaring on either side of the new year. And, you know, if with a big short in corn and wheat, hopefully that means that they try to neutralize those positions, buy back a little corn and a little wheat, and maybe get these markets just, you know, I wouldn't call for a big rally, but hopefully just get them a little nominally higher and give guys a chance to clean up, you know, some sales that we're maybe behind on. So other than that, you know, if you want to look at some technicals, both corn and beans are oversold on the stochastics on the chart. So, you know, keep that in mind that sometimes that points towards the short-term keyword bottom. I would say corn's near contract lows with March low at 347.5. Watch that level if we can hold that level. Beans might run into something at 967 January. That's about 5 cents from where we are right now. You know, and like I said, we're oversold, so it wouldn't surprise me to see some support there. But, you know, for the chance if we do break through there and Argentina gets more rain than expected, really the number that stands out on the charts is 929. New crop beans, 1024 is kind of your high there on November 18 beans. And then, you know, if you're looking at March corn anywhere close to here, 360 is going to be a pretty good resistance point for a while until we get some more specific news going on.
All right, well, we'll keep an eye on things, and we'll get an update again next week and see where we're at.
That sounds good. Thanks for having me.
All right. That's been a check of your Farmward Cooperative Grain Market Analysis. Tune in again next week when Jalen joins us to let us know what's been changing in the grain markets.